who I was 4 years ago with this business idea to growing a business where the Ariel wards are asking me to be on the voting panel, and where I now have a network of industry folk around the globe and have been a part of so many bands' journeys. I've worked with over 50 bands now. It just blows my mind. And I'm so, so glad that I was brave enough to take those first steps. Welcome to the Being in a Band podcast. I'm your host, Monica Strutt, and together we'll be deep diving into all things music marketing, branding, PR, business strategy, as well as the mindset it takes to succeed in today's modern music industry. I know the highs and lows of forging a career in the music biz, because after years of side hustling as a musician, music journalist, and digital marketer, I recently quit my 9-to-5 and am more fulfilled than ever working in an industry that I love. Now it's my full-time mission to help musicians and music industry pros like you create a life they're obsessed with. Let's do this. I've been procrastinating over recording this podcast episode for about 2 weeks now. A couple of Mondays ago, not last Monday, but the Monday before, I hit a wall and was really doubting my path within the music industry. In fact, I would go as far to say that I wasn't just doubting my path in the music industry, I wanted to give up completely. There were a couple of events that happened in the Australian music scene relating to the Me Too movement. There was also an article that was published in The Guardian about how all these amazing musicians and music industry folk were having to get day jobs as tradies and, you know, relating to the pandemic and the fact that we can't play live and a couple of other things. And for some reason on that day, it really, really got into my head. Now, normally I'm the type of person that is kind of the mindset that in order to have success, we need to stay in our own lane. We need to keep those blinders on, and it's really our choice whether we choose to believe and succumb to some of the fears that are being spread by others in the industry or others outside of the industry around the possibility of us having a fruitful career or being successful. I've always been of the mindset that, yeah, it's really a choice. And I've chosen to, instead of looking around me during the whole pandemic, I made sure to surround myself with people that were having success and who were making it work and pivoting. And as a result, I took my business full time last year and grew my business exponentially, way more than I ever had in the years previously. But for some reason on this day, I let the world kind of get to my brain, and I wasn't able to put up the walls that I normally do in order to just focus on me. I just crumbled. And it was devastating. I remember sitting in my car after going for a walk and just bawling my eyes out. And it was the first time ever, the first time in over 15 years, that I genuinely did not want to work in the music industry. And it was such a shit feeling, because in April this year, I literally took the biggest, what some people would say is the biggest risk of my life, going full time in my business with not that much savings, just a knowing that this was the right path. And I, you know, quit my 9-to-5, or I actually got made redundant from my 9-to-5 and chose to not get another 9-to-5 job that would ultimately distract me from being able to serve in the way that I wanted to serve in the industry. And I'd sacrificed everything for my band, for my business, and my whole life had been building up to the moment where I could wake up every day and just create and work in the music industry and work alongside people that were just as passionate as I was. And it was a few hours of utter despair. It was like I didn't know who I was anymore, who I was meant to be. I was questioning everything. And then I realized that I was being called to step up in a big way. This was a huge test and a huge sign that more than ever, people need leaders with good morals stepping up and carving a new path within the music scene. And I was being called to be the change that I want to see and to lead a pack of other individuals, other leaders within the industry to also be the change that they want to see. And I came to this conclusion when I got home from bawling my eyes out after this walk. I turned to a new Oracle card deck that actually got delivered that day, literally that morning, and I pulled out a card that is the High Priestess. Now, if you're not familiar with Oracle cards, they're not like, it's not like a future telling necessarily modality. It's really just a tool that you can use to tap into your higher self or higher guidance or the universe. And this was, as I said, the first card pull that I've ever done from this deck, and I'm going to read you out the description. How are you being called to step up and lead? The Priestess is a teacher dedicated to service, freedom, and leadership. You don't need to have it all together to lead. In fact, it helps if you don't. No one wants a perfect angel who hasn't made any mistakes. Let your life be your message. Don't underestimate the power of sharing your story. It's by hearing someone else's journey that we feel less alone. We realize that we're actually all in this thing called life together. The difference between a follower and a leader is that a leader has the courage to go first. In stepping out, they shine their light on the path for others to venture forward too. Don't fret too much about trying to work out who is your tribe. Don't get stuck in age, income, hobbies, or occupation. The best way to discover your tribe is to look in the mirror. If you feel called to lead, chances are it's because at some point in your life, you longed for someone to lead you. Your tribe are longing for exactly the same thing as you were and are, and might only be a step behind you. Hell, they might even be right alongside you. You don't need anyone's permission, just the courage to stand up, embrace your struggles, the peaks, the troughs. You don't need to know the way, just believe that there might be a different one. Your tribe is waiting for you. Step forward so they can find you. And these are the activities to ask yourself. How are you being called to step up and lead? How can you be the leader you wish you had? And when I pulled this card, I knew that it wasn't only a message for me to hear. It was a message that I needed to pass on to the collective. And pulling this card was also backed by a message from my business coach who basically echoed the same sentiment of where are you being called to make a change? And also someone that I have on Twitter randomly saying that we are the change that we want to see. And so I was getting this message from multiple different angles. And what was really, really interesting about the description is, you know, one of the parts of it is to not stress about age, income, hobbies, or occupation. And as a marketer, you know, one of the things that I help people figure out is what their target demographic is, whether they're a band or whether they're someone working in the music industry or, you know, the companies that I've worked for in the past is really figuring out your target market. But almost always, I'm going to say 99.999% of the time, your target demographic is just another version of you, a version of you from a few years ago, but not even necessarily a version of you who wants someone like you to turn to step up and be a leader. And I think that, you know, also the part where it says your tribe are longing for exactly the same thing as you are and might only be one step behind you. Hell, they might even be right alongside you. You know, I think this really speaks to the feeling of imposter syndrome that a lot of us can get when we are putting ourselves out there. You know, the feeling that I've often gotten of, do I know enough? You know, what gives me the authority to teach bands or to teach people how to work in the music industry because I've only been doing it for this amount of time? Or, you know, are people even going to resonate with my message? Or just feeling like a freak basically because I really had such trouble working in my 9-to-5s and it was so misaligned compared to the person that I knew I was inside. And it was really such a great reminder that no matter where you are in your career, that you don't have to be a crazy amount of steps in front of the people that you want to help. And the people that you want to help might even be your peers on the same level. But it's just the fact that you're willing to go first. You're willing to put yourself out there and be a leader and be a soundboard and just be an example of what's possible. And time again in my business, I've realized that that's truly the case. You do not need to be light years ahead of the people that you want to help. In fact, it's actually better that you don't, because the further along you are in your career, the more out of touch you become to what the previous stages of working in the music industry looked like. I forget how much I know when it comes to social media, for example, because I've worked as a digital marketer for over 5 years. For some reason, I just automatically assume that everyone knows what I know, but I discount the fact that I've got all this experience and have worked professionally in the field. And it's so interesting when we become familiar with a certain topic. Yeah, for some reason, our brain just assumes that everyone knows what we know and we forget what it took to actually learn those skills in the first place. And in the days that followed after this epiphany, and stay tuned because I'm going to reveal a couple of really crazy things that happened out of the blue after this breakdown. But in the days after this epiphany and realization, I actually birthed a mastermind, which is called the Metaphysical Music Business Mastermind. I designed the sales page, the outline, what the mastermind would help with, and I was just in such flow for 48 hours straight. And I want to create this mastermind for people working in the music industry to help each other out in terms of income strategies and to bounce ideas about how we can be the change that we want to see. So I'm definitely going to be launching that in the coming months. But more importantly, for the first time in 5 months, I also decided to launch private coaching for bands and also for business coaching for music industry pros. The response that I've gotten is kind of insane. I've had so many people apply and I'm going through applications now, and I just want to make sure that I'm working with the right people, the people who do want to make a change and who are dedicated to making the music industry a better place, whether that be through their music or through their business. And the two things that I'm really focused on are saying fuck you to hustle culture. That culture, you know, if you work in the music industry, you'll probably understand it. It's where you're encouraged to work for free, for not very much pay, but working a lot of hours and overtime and expecting that you are dedicated to your job 24/7. Now, for people as obsessed with the music industry as us, it's very, very easy to do. So, you know, there is a fine line between being inspired and working because you're inspired and just working because you believe that that's what's expected. And I also understand that if you're just trying to get your foot in the door of the music industry, there may be jobs that you take where you are working for free or very little pay. You know, I volunteered for Heavy Magazine for a year and a bit before I started getting paid, and it was the best decision ever because it connected me with the network that I have now, with the knowledge that I have now, and so many opportunities. But then there comes a point where, you know, the learning kind of plateaued and I was actually imparting my own knowledge and research into the role, and that's when I definitely deserve to get paid. So there are going to be times where we do work for free or for very little pay, and that's fine, but there comes a point where you have to ask, are you giving more than you're getting out of the role? And so that's the first thing. I really want to change the culture around working in the music industry, whether that be as a musician or as a music industry pro. I always tell my Being in a Band members that going for my daily walks is part of the job. I factor that into my workday, right? I factor in exercise and meditation, because no one ever got inspired to write a song by just sitting in front of their computer with a blank Word document, or just, you know, sitting down with a pad and paper after, you know, a stressed out work day, say. It's very, very hard to create art that way. As I said, whether it's art in the musical sense or whether it's art in the business side of things and creating new marketing ideas for, say, your clients or something like that. Going for my walks is really, really important because it's where I come up with my song ideas. It's where I come up with my business ideas. That is part of the work. And that is not what we're taught in traditional capitalist society. We're taught that you have to, quote unquote, look productive in order for you to be productive. But I'm telling you now, I worked a hell of a lot of desk jobs where I sat in front of my computer doing absolutely nothing. There was nothing to do. There was literally no work to do, but I still had to be there till 5 p.m. and look productive. It's about changing what you perceive as doing the work and making sure that you are being holistic in your approach to your music career. Now, the second thing that I'm wanting to change, which is kind of related, is the perception of money and how to make money in the music industry. There are a lot of people out there who still look down upon bands who quote unquote sell out. You know, there's still this tall poppy syndrome. Half of the music industry is run by people who aren't even working in the music industry full time, who have day jobs that are supporting them. And we really need to change, I think, the culture around the heavy music scene, particularly in Australia, but all around the world. And we need to start charging our worth. Within reason, I don't expect bands to be charging like $1,000 for a 30-minute set when they're not even known by anyone. Again, it's about what you're getting out of that opportunity as opposed to what you're putting in. So for example, you know, working for heavy for the first, you know, couple of years and not being paid or just being paid a small amount, I was getting more out of the job than money. But, you know, there is this real lack mentality around paying people. And I love paying my friends for their work. I love, love, love paying, you know, my band's paid managers before for consulting. I love paying artists. It feels really good and really abundant to feed into the ecosystem of the music industry. And also, I've learned to have a different relationship with charging for my services. Do you know that when I started consulting, I charged $35 an hour? And that felt crazy. That felt so crazy. And the thing is, when you subtract, you know, say 30% to pay towards your tax and your super and everything like that, that leaves me with a really, really measly hourly wage. And we have to get out of that mentality of charging by the hour, because it's taken me 15 years to gather the knowledge that I have now that can literally save a band from going around and around on the local circuit and possibly burning out and giving up after a couple of years. Literally something I can tell them in half an hour of my time or less can save them years off their music career. And that warrants charging a higher rate than $35 an hour. So now to work with me for an hour and a half is $270 Australian or $200 US. And that also factors in, you know, what I have to pay for tax. It factors in the research that I do prior to the call and the time it takes for me to gather my notes and send the recording out and send a follow-up and whatnot. A lot of people have said that I should be charging more. But anyway, that's the price at the moment, and it's a far cry from what I used to charge. So charging for your worth is really, really important in order for us to keep the industry going. If I charged less than what I charge now, I still would not be able to do this job full time. I would not be able to help out as many artists. I would not be able to serve in the way that I am. And imagine if this podcast didn't exist because I just didn't have the time, because I was burned out from working a 9-to-5. Imagine if the bands that have been signed after working with me, that have got millions of streams after working with me and being playlisted and have really strong branding and have gotten management and booking agent interest after working with me, or the bands that have just had a renewed sense of passion for an industry when they were feeling quite burned out and ready to give up. You know, imagine if I wasn't able to help them because I was just incredibly burned out from, you know, working a 9-to-5 in an industry that I wasn't passionate about and I gave up. Now, I saw the bigger picture. I saw that how working that 9-to-5 and having a band and having a side hustle business, I saw the future of the life that I wanted to create. I knew my why. I knew the impact that I wanted to have on the industry, and I knew the lifestyle that I wanted to live. I wanted a job that I could work from the back of a tour bus that would still allow me to create an income stream whilst being on the road and not have to sacrifice, you know, what I've always wanted since I was a child because of financial reasons. So, you know, very important to know your why, but again, very important to charge your worth and to also pay others what they're worth. I cannot tell you how many times, you know, a band has signed up for like a free trial of the membership, which, by the way, the membership is like $50 a month. And I also allow bands to join on their band email. So that's like $10 a month for each band member, Australian, less American. But say it's like $10 or less a month, and the band has been like, they've consumed all of the content in there somehow within the first week and then turned around and said, oh, sorry, we're not going to actually go ahead and move to the paid membership because we just can't afford it right now. Like, that is just absolutely insane to me. And one of the first things that I always work with bands on whenever I bring them on board for coaching is getting your finances sorted and getting a system together that allows you to never, ever, ever say no to opportunities that you want because of financial reasons. Because ultimately, if you cheap out on your production, on your videos, on your graphic design, or on getting the actual knowledge that you need to succeed, you are putting years on top of your success. And actually, you might even be putting a big ass roadblock in the way. So I really wanted to share all of this with you and all of these thoughts that have been going around and around my head for the past couple of weeks. Because when I realized that I was being called to step up, be a leader, and be the change that I want to see, once I realized that there was a higher purpose to all of this happening, it was like the universe rushed to affirm that I was on the right path. And so just hours after feeling like I wanted to give up for the first time in 15 years, the first true time in 15 years where I really felt disturbed by the music industry, my band got an email to have a meeting with someone, which is the biggest opportunity that we've had probably to date, and a huge affirmation that we're on the right path. Then the following morning, I got invited to vote on the ARIA panel. Now, the ARIAs here in Australia are the equivalent of the Grammys or the Junos if you are in Canada. And to have been chosen as someone influential within the Australian music scene, so much so that I have the power to put my vote in for artists to win an ARIA award, one of the highest honours, probably the highest honour here in Australia, that is absolutely massive. And again, just showed me that I was on the right path. And it also allowed me to really put in perspective just how far I've come. You know, I shared on my IG story just this morning before I recorded this episode, this note that I found in my Evernote on my computer of a business plan that I did for my consulting business from the 18th of October, 2017. Now, this is way before I even had my first client or even launched my website or officially started my business. I always say that I started my business around October 2018. So this was a year before that. I wanted to call my business Wasteland and Co. for some reason. And then I wanted to call my business Jupiter and Co. And then I just called it Monica Strutt. But like, that was a year process, a year of me procrastinating and not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy enough, feeling like an imposter and a fraud. Do I know enough to actually teach bands? And going from that mentality of just feeling wild and crazy, and no one else had this concept for launching a consulting business. I knew people that were doing it on the side, but like, I didn't know anyone else that had this exact business that I wanted to create, especially when I don't even think I was in a band at the time. I think I just met Ben from The Last Martyr around that point. So going from, you know, that idea and knowing that I was made for something more than just working shitty jobs where I was undervalued and underpaid and understimulated. And, you know, honestly, like after, you know, right before I've quit or may have been made redundant from like every job that I've had, I've been really, really depressed and anxious and having really severe mental health issues because, you know, the values of the companies that I was working for did not align with my own. And I always knew that this wasn't the path that I was meant to be on. I mean, all roads lead to here and everything was meant to happen in order for me to have the knowledge and have the funds and have the experience that has led me to going full-time in my business. So, you know, I'll always be grateful for the path that did lead here. But just thinking back to who I was 4 years ago with this business idea to growing a business where the ARIA Awards are asking me to be on the voting panel and where I now have a network of industry folk around the globe and have been a part of so many bands' journeys. I've worked with over 50 bands now. It just blows my mind. And I'm so, so glad that I was brave enough to take those first steps. So if you're feeling inspired by this episode and you're feeling called to make a difference in the music industry through your music or through your business, and you want to take your business from side hustle to main hustle, then I want to hear from you. I have now opened spots for both band coaching and business coaching for the first time in nearly 6 months. And I've had so many inquiries. As I said, it looks like I'm probably going to be booked out until the middle of 2022. But I am reviewing applications and I am making sure that I'm working with the right people. And I am taking bookings for Q4 of this year and also early next year. So there is a number of spots to fill. I would really love to hear from you. I've left the application links down below in the show notes of this episode. And if you have any questions, please reach out via DM. I promise you that working together is going to be such a significant part of your music career. And I am 100% dedicated to helping you kick your goals because we need good people who value equality and inclusivity and making a difference and charging your worth and paying people what they're worth. And especially if you're into a little bit of the woo-woo, you know, if you have an oracle card deck or anything at home, or you're wanting to buy one, or you're into astrology or law of attraction, I would really, really love to hear from you. I've used the law of attraction many, many times to kick certain goals, and it's actually mind-blowing. So yeah, if you're into spirituality and woo-woo and, you know, you're definitely feeling connected to something bigger than yourself, we can incorporate those tools and the teachings that I have learned over my entire life, basically, to achieve certain goals and to make things happen in my life relating to my career and love life and so many other areas. Then I especially want to hear from you because sharing more about my spiritual side and the metaphysical and more kind of esoteric stuff is really going to be something that will light me up. And I know that it will benefit you so, so much. I already have a couple of clients that are like really into law of attraction and astrology and stuff. So yeah, that just allows us to not only work on the strategy, because that stuff does not override the strategy, but it allows you to free your mind and to be less stressed and to really be focused on your goals and to allow magic to help you along the way, which, you know, when you have strategy and universal support, then that's really going to be the most beneficial situation. But if you're not into that, I mean, we totally can still work together and it will just be strategy-based and mindset-based, of course. But yeah, I just wanted to put the call out there because, I don't know anyone else really who's doing what I'm doing that also can incorporate those metaphysical aspects, which I love so, so much. But as I said, it's definitely not a replacement for the strategy. So yes, don't be fooled by that. Anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. And if you have, I'd really love for you to take a screenshot and share it on your stories or come send me a DM. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave me a review. It really helps me more than it should, to be honest. Oh, by the way, I've been doing these free Coach 'Em All workshops with my friends, Jaden Roy from Yeah That Agency and Destroy All Lines, and Coach Canatelli, who is an amazing band coach. He's been on the podcast. We've been doing these free workshops fortnightly, and this week, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, so that's just a couple of days after this podcast goes out, we are doing our next session on getting a booking agency and getting management. This is going to be so, so good. So Jaden is actually now my band's booking agent, which is really, really cool. And yeah, we've just announced that we've joined the Destroy All Lines family. Destroy All Lines are pretty much the biggest booking agent for heavy bands in Australia. So it is a huge, huge honor that he believes in us and that we are able to, yeah, be a part of this incredible, incredible company. So I know that you are going to learn so, so much, not only because my band has just kicked that goal ourselves. Also, you know, I've had a whole bunch of clients kick that goal after working with me or during working with me. And obviously with Jaden being a manager and being a booking agent, he's got so much knowledge to share, as well as Coach Canatelli, who's worked with really top tier level bands. So yeah, I know that this is a big goal for a lot of you guys listening, and I would really, really love for you to attend. As I said, it's free, or also by donation, you can buy us a coffee. So yeah, sign up via the link in the show notes, and I would really love to see you there. You know, the first week that we ran this, we had like 80 people RSVP, and it is such a vibe, such cool networking in the comments as well. And the fact that, yeah, you can just attend for free or just buy us a coffee in exchange is just such a cool opportunity, because it's not something that we're going to be doing forever. It's probably something that we're just going to be doing during the lockdowns, which are ending hopefully in a couple of weeks. So yeah, I really, really recommend that you attend. This is going to be such fire. Anyway, that's all the announcements for me. Check out the application forms for band coaching or business coaching in the show notes, as well as how to sign up for the Coach 'Em All workshop happening this week. Speak to you soon. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Being in a Band podcast. Before you go, make sure you subscribe and share this episode on your socials to help empower more people in the music industry to take their careers into their own hands. If you like the Being in a Band podcast, you'll love the Being in a Band membership. It's a business-savvy community of musicians and music industry pros just like you. Information on how to join, as well as how to work with me one-on-one, is down below. You can also hit me up on socials anytime. I'm at Monica Strutt everywhere. In the meantime, catch you in the next episode.